Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is an emergency transmission coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Don't believe me, you don't want to miss this broadcast.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Well, I've got my work cut out for me on this live Wednesday broadcast, coming to you from our embattled studios in Central Texas. The great Mark Dice joins us for a full hour to give his analysis. It's hard to get him on the air live. He's a great interview, but he seems to think his tape shows are better, so you have to twist his arm. Got a new book out. Love Mark Dice. He's in the third hour. Dr. Judy Mikovits, incredible whistleblower, totally vindicated about how deadly these shots are. He'll be in studio. Matthew Hurt, turns out, has a mutual friend of mine. He heads up an organization that's very successful exposing tyranny in Virginia. He joins us in about 15 minutes. And, of course, it's the viral video. Tens of millions of views on Fox. Tens of millions of views on Twitter. Tens of millions of views on YouTube. And it's just probably 40 million people have seen this now. Finger-wagging dim voter loses it on GOP poll worker in curse-laden rant. He says, "I'm taking your picture, and I'm going to get you. The Republicans win." And this is standard fare for these folks. Standard fare, but of course, they're happy in Virginia. The governor's fall short in his mission to win the total GOP control of Virginia state legislature. They've also clearly had more election fraud in Kentucky and evidence of that in the governor's race. It's happened again. Magically, the gas broke at two different voting places that are the key Democrat areas to keep them open late into the night so they would magically get the votes to put him over the top. That's in Louisville, Kentucky. So we'll be looking at that as well here today. But this gentleman that got the video was confronted for daring to hand out a Republican voter list, just a list of Republican candidates. And according to the Democrat that gets in his face, that is some type of horrible, evil crime of insurrection. Just remember, as Jack Posobiec said, between this, that's your average Virginia or D.C. juror. In D.C., they vote 92% Democrat. It's been changing in Virginia, but they're just panicked. They think they own you. They think that's the way it is. So that's the first thing we're going to cover. And then the reason I never play this footage is that if you're going to play it, you might as well really show a bunch of it. So I'm going to show a little bit today, but when I do a special report for Steven Crowder's outfit that'll air Friday, I'll air excerpts of it here. I'm going to do a deep dive on what it's like to live in Africa under the rule of some of the African despots and under the Islamicists. I mean, we got footage of them mowing down little children. We got footage of just piles of dead bodies. Black people begging for their lives at the hands of the Muslims who are Arab, but also at the hands of Africans. And it's just absolutely, completely over-the-top stuff. Mass executions, you name it. Now, you're not going to see this on the news because only white people can be mean to brown people. Also, in some of the videos, after they kill the black people, they eat them. That's right. They eat them. Would you like to see that? I know you don't want to. I'm going to put it in the Friday show. But I'm going to show some of it today. But I'm tasking the crew now. I've already sent them a bunch. We'll show you kids in lithium mines as young as six. We'll show you UN raping children and then burning them at the stake. We'll go ahead and just show you everything. How's that sound? Oh, yes, America's so horrible, everybody wants to get here. But as the third world pours in, we seek to be a first world nation. And the globalist mission of bringing us to our knees will be complete, but not without a fight. big broadcast lined up today. Please tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune in now. Please remember, we are listener supported, and we got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet, sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
On March 6th, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Here's some of the attempted voter suppression in Virginia yesterday.
You might as well have been walking up to my head on the way to the polling station, putting a gun to my head, trying to tell me not to vote. You expect me not to take that personally? You try to overthrow elections with violence, and then you're out here among decent people?
Thanks for
what
coming out.
What do you have to say to that, huh? What are your policy prescriptions?
How about I say, you've
been racist kid. Rights?
Yeah.
Involving yourself in people's families and their bedrooms?
It's pretty wild.
You animal. You try to steal my vote next year, I'm going to remember you personally.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm taking a picture of you. Is that all right?
Yeah, you
permission?
Can. Yeah. It's a one-party consent state.
Yeah, one-party state. You want a one-party country is what you mean.
Hey, sir, how are you? Headed in to vote?
Yeah.
Could I get a Republican sample ballot?
No.
Sure, thank you.
You know, try not to be buddy-buddy with these people because they put on the face of a good neighbor. But they support lynch mobs and KKK. Or they're Bible-beating bigots and freaks. They are not good neighbors.
Matthew Hurt will be joining us here in just a few minutes to break down what's going on. Also, guys, print me his Twitter. He's got a very successful organization in Virginia. Those people that work with him, that's how they gave me his number this morning to get him on. So give me Matthew Hurt's Twitter profile. I want him to talk about his organization. We put on screen Matthew Hurt at Matthew Hurt. And that's all you got to do is just go out and show these lunatics for what they are. And that's, but look at the guy. Yeah, blow that guy's face up. Not literally. The media will say, Jones said blew his face off. I mean, the guy smiling at him, the guy that the bully told, don't you talk to him. You're not allowed to talk to him. That's what Democrats always do. But the guy's just smiling at him in a friendly way. The man is out there handing out a vote Republican little pamphlet with a list of the Republican candidates on the street. And the crazy man comes over, and this is a microcosm into their brain. This little microcosm is a macrocosm of the larger picture. What does he say? I can teach a whole college course on psychology off this 1 minute, 38-second clip. He says, you out here handing out those pamphlets is like putting a gun to me and my family. You're not going to steal my election. How dare you claim the last election was stolen? So he's claiming that Republicans or conservatives are going to steal the election. And then saying, and you better not sit there and deny how this election turns out. And sure enough, massive evidence of fraud in Virginia yesterday in the special election. Massive evidence of fraud in the Kentucky gubernatorial election. I just have stacks of it right here. Same old story over and over again. Oh, multiple broken gas lines had to close these key Democrat precincts, and they still kept counting inside and kept them open, but everybody had to be kicked out again, just like Georgia, just like Michigan, just like Pennsylvania, just like Arizona, where they, in all the main Republican precinct areas, they gave them ballots 2 inches too short so they wouldn't work. And then, oh, don't worry, they then took them away. And you know the rest of the story. So people say, well, why should we even vote? Because all the experts agree, and I've studied this in depth, you can't beat a massive landslide. If somebody's winning by 60% or so, it's very hard with the dead people voting and the mail-in ballots and even the machine flipping, because the numbers just aren't there to get it done. I mean, they tried to steal Texas in 2020, tried to steal in 2022, they tried to steal Florida. You could see them with their fake ballots. All of a sudden, the key point goes straight up. We've all seen the curve where a normal curve is rounded and organic. And then when the fraud comes in, you see a straight line go bloop, and it shoots up above the Republicans. But you see it in Texas and Florida where the landslide's so big that you got the two curves. Democrats are losing. Republicans are winning. It's two half circles. And then they turn on the juice at 8, 9 at night. Boop, but, oh, didn't make it. And when it stops, there's no other votes. It just goes, boop. So when they hit their nitrous oxide, when they hit their turbojets, when they hit their afterburners, if they don't have enough dead people and enough people that have moved out of state that Microsoft and Facebook both culled through the computers with AI and gave the Democrats list of what to fill out and what to put on the ballot. And in many cases, there weren't even signatures on the ballots, or the signatures didn't match. They said, no problem. And the hundreds of videos, hell, more than hundreds, I saw like 50 new ones just the last few days of the last election and the election before last, where people just pull up, get out of their car, they've got just stacks of ballots. In one case, a lady pulls up and goes, who are you voting for? And she goes, oh, excuse me, huh? And she's just got hundreds of ballots, starts just cramming them in. And she goes, oh, excuse us, we didn't mean to be. Oh. I had family at the main post office in Austin 2 days after the 2020 election. And this family member is an engineer and a chemist, so he's smart. He's not stupid. I don't mean degrees make you smart, but he's very smart. And he sat there. He thought it might be illegal to videotape it, so he didn't. But he watched a man sit there with at least 20 ballots, and he got his package mailed and left, just signing names on them. Sitting there looking at a list of names and then signing the name. I mean, they don't even do it in the car. They do it at the damn drop box or in the post office. So that's how this works, ladies and gentlemen. And notice they take a picture, just like when Uber Eats or DoorDash or any of those services deliver food or groceries to your house. What do? If you don't answer the front door, they take a photo of the bags on your front door or at your gate because they're there to deliver and get paid. And Dinesh D'Souza and his 2,000 Mules film in just one town, they had several, but in one town showed with the GPS tracking that's on all your phones, you can actually pay companies for it. So he did it. And they were then able to track how these hundreds of individuals all would go to the same locations, the safe houses, and then they would go to all these dozens of other locations, and then they go to another safe house and get their packages and then go to all these locations. Can watch it all in live time. Now, We're going to go to our special guest here in just a moment, but I wanted to play this clip one more time of it actually happening. Matthew Hunt caught this in Virginia, and it's gone viral, but I'm telling you, I've seen this myself. This is par for the course of these arrogant Democrats. Listen to the entitlement. Listen to the hatred. Listen to the threats. Listen to the bullying.
You want to vote next year?
People tried to overthrow the election.
You might have been, might as well have been walking up to my head on the way to the polling station, putting a gun to my head, trying to tell me not to vote. You expect me not to take that personally? You try to overthrow elections with violence, and then you're out here among decent people.
Thanks for
what
coming out.
What do you have to say, huh? What are your policy prescriptions?
Haven't I said you've
racist rights?
Yeah.
Involving yourself in people's families and their bedrooms.
It's pretty wild.
You animal.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Ritual. What were some of the things he said, just from memory, in the first confrontation?
You know, and I have filed a police report, and I am pressing charges in this interaction. There is allegedly a track record with this gentleman of disrupting political activity. Allegedly, in 2018, he was on the White House lawn protesting Donald Trump from within the gates of the White House lawn. And so I learned via online yesterday that he has a long track record of this. And I think it is important that he be confronted with these transgressions and his outrageous activity. But the conversation on the way in was very similar to what you heard in the video. You know, I'm an insurrectionist and all of these things, all of the things that you might think, whatever you, Alex, or your viewers think a progressive would say in a community like Arlington, he said it. It was comedy gold if it wasn't so scary, because there are people walking around this community here in Arlington who are deeply, deeply disturbed. I'll say this to the credit of my counterparts on the Democratic side here in Arlington. The other gentleman in the video, he's an older gentleman. He was the official representative for the Democrats outside the polling location, and he was a super pleasant guy, very nice. We, you know, for about 10 minutes before this other gentleman walks up, he and I are having a very good conversation. And then as the guy approaches, he's probably 20 or 30 yards from the sidewalk. And I just say, hey, you know, would you like a Republican sample ballot? The same thing you heard toward the end of the video. And again, he just lost it. A lot of the same stuff. A lot of, you know, you're an insurrectionist. You're going to steal my vote. You're going to steal this election. Just really wild stuff. And a lot of it is projection. You know, progressives often accuse those of us on the right of the things they're actually doing. So this is what I saw, and it couldn't have happened to a better prepared activist. We had a number of other poll greeters out at polling locations who were not as equipped or not as prepared to handle a controversial or a contentious situation like this. And I'm glad I was there, and I'm glad I was able to get it on camera.
Wow. So studying Republican politics. Isn't Arlington, Virginia, one of the most important battleground areas in the country, one of the most important legislatures, you know, also for the wider state there, but also the county commission? So many of the decisions that ended up being made in that area end up matriculating up into D.C. that's obviously very nearby. So I could ask you a million questions just about the state of the country, the state of the voters, and where you think this big election's going in 12 months.
You know, these voters in Arlington are overwhelmingly progressive. I think the last time we won a presidential election in Arlington was Ronald Reagan in 1980. But as the chairman of the committee, and Alex, I understand a lot of your viewers are skeptical probably of Republican Party politics. I jokingly say I am the establishment in my committee. I was a Ron Paul delegate in 2012. I supported Ron Paul. I went to the convention in Tampa, and I've been a pro-liberty activist my entire life. It is so important for your listeners, your viewers, to get involved in these processes and to join us, because what I found last night at our election night party, a woman came to the election night party. She said, I worked as a political appointee for Bill Clinton, and it took me 20 years, but I was wrong, and I'm ready to join the Arlington County Republicans and make a difference as a Republican. So we have an opportunity in Arlington where, again, like I said, 80% of my neighbors living in debt, most of them, they voted for Joe Biden. Most of them are federal employees or auxiliaries. They work in some tangential relationship to the federal government. So they are biased toward the left or toward progressive or leftist ideology. But there's a real opportunity here. And I tell people I'm the kid in the room full of horse manure saying there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. And I'm digging out and trying to find.
Well, I totally agree. And I know that it's a majority Democrat. And that's what Jack Posobiec tweeted. This is the type of jurors people get in those areas of Virginia. And imagine D.C., what Trump is facing. When I meant battleground, and I should have clarified, I don't mean close. I mean, it's a good place to be able to really wake people up. That's what I'm seeing around the country is people are turning away from the Democratic Party in droves.
Absolutely, Alex. And the one thing, the honor that I have to serve in this capacity as chairman is tremendous, because what we get and what I get is so many opportunities to take this message to so many diverse viewers and listeners. You know, a string of talk radio interviews, of course, this very important program here with you today, Alex, and a number of others, because people need to know what's going on. They need to know what's going on election day. They need to know that, you know, how democracy plays out in the smallest communities and our proximity to D.C. You know, you see the background here. I'm practically within spitting distance of Washington, D.C. A lot of the policies that come out of Arlington and Northern Virginia wind up as earbuds in the members of Congress as these failed progressive policies. So it's something that I really care about. I care about carrying our message to anyone who will listen. And that's why I was so honored last night to have so many, you know, the woman I mentioned who was a Clinton appointee, but others who said, you know, I'm really waking up to this one party garbage in Northern Virginia.
Well, that was the bullying's obviously backfiring, but they're only intensifying the bullying. They're attacking the White House multiple nights the last week, but then that's called, you know, peaceful, but then people between velvet ropes are getting years in prison. Giving us the big 35,000-foot view, do you think the persecution of Trump is overall growing the Republican Party or hurting it?
You know, I think it's mixed in the communities across the country. I think that obviously there are a lot of things that can be said about a witch hunt and about, politicians who want to score political points and elements of our justice system that are corrupt. And I think that those elements are taking advantage of a situation. I will say I think it's hard to make apologies for Trump. From time to time, he doesn't really play the victim that well. And he could navigate that system a little better, but every institution of our society is against him. And you can see it in our community. On Saturday, the last day of early voting, I attempted to hand a sample ballot to someone and she said, you know, I'm never voting for blankety blank Donald Trump. And I just say, you know, Donald Trump's not on the ballot this year and he's not running for county board.
Well, that was my next question. What do you make of the election that just happened in Virginia? The governor not getting what he wanted.
Yeah, it was disappointing in some regards. Obviously, we lost the lower chamber, and we were looking to pick up the state senate. But we did defeat a Soros-backed Commonwealth attorney or prosecutor in Loudoun County, basically the cradle of this parents' rights movement, the school board movement. We did pick up some seats in other places. There was a tremendous opportunity. I do think that we ran great candidates. The Republican Party ran great candidates. Our governor did a really good job funding those candidates, and the state party built out the infrastructure. But when it comes down to it, there were a lot of people who voted on the matter of abortion, and I think that was a driving force that boosted Democrat turnout in Virginia.
Back to this individual. We can do a little bit more on the other side if you've got time. Why do you think this story went so viral?
I think that you know, being there and having the presence of mind to film it and then to immediately get it online. You know, if you think about it, this happened at 9 a.m. Eastern yesterday. It was up by 9:10. And so as we go into the news cycle and a program like this, producers and reporters are looking for stories. I'm pretty well connected in the conservative movement with reporters and with others. And so friends of mine pushed this out. It's got over 11 million views now from my own Twitter account today. But I think that this confirms what a lot of people thought happens in a place like Arlington. And for me to be there, and again, I wouldn't wish this kind of interaction on the dozens of other poll greeters who volunteer for the Arlington County Republican Committee. I wouldn't wish this on them. I'm grateful that I was there so that I could have the
absolutely stay there, because let's talk about what it would be like to be in places like Seattle. You'd have been hit over the head with a baseball bat. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country.
It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we got the chairman of the Republican Party in Arlington, Virginia, on with us for one more segment. He's got one of the top viral stories out there that's par for the course. A bully comes and gets in his face, goes and votes, comes back out, gets in his face, tells people not to talk to him, tells him he's going to get him, tells him, don't you steal my election or I'll get you, and don't you claim elections are stolen. I mean, this guy is just out of control. He wants full control over people's minds. And I guess we've learned the name of this individual, but he's more of the leftist, quote, intelligentsia. Their foot soldiers are Antifa, and in many parts of the country, Republicans get hit over the head with baseball bats or with concrete blocks or pepper spray, or sometimes even get shot in the back. And the media basically covers it up. I mean, Rand Paul had his ribs broken by a neighbor that hated him and his lung punctured and has been attacked many other times. He got shot at when other congressmen like Scalise almost were killed by a deranged killer. And I remember when that guy drove from Illinois to shoot up the Republican baseball game close to you there in D.C., Wolf Blitzer said this guy was not a monster. He was angry. I'll never forget that quote. So these guys, they're really the ones dealing the violence, the mostly peaceful protests, trying to frame us as hyper-violent when statistically conservatives and white folks on average have very low crime rates. And that dovetails with the Nashville trans shooter manifesto. First they said it was fake. Then they said, okay, it's real. We're going to criminally try to come after whoever gave it to Steven Crowder. They tried to falsely say, I released it because I'm fake news. It's just crazy how much they try to manage information. But it's interesting because normally when Antifa attacks people, it barely even makes it on Fox. This did make it on Fox, and it really has resonated with people.
Yeah, I think, Alex, that, again, this confirms what we all kind of knew, what happens on Election Day or what happens around elections, is that these individuals who largely are behind a keyboard most of the time, they don't get much interaction with other humans in real life. If you know somebody, if you know, even if your neighbor is a Democrat or a socialist or a progressive, and you know that person, it's much harder to actually hate them. So this gentleman clearly doesn't get out a lot. Like I said, with most of the other interactions on Election Day yesterday that I had with Democrats or progressives or federal employees who were going to vote were pretty pleasant. We're pretty nice. This guy just flew off the handle. But it's dangerous. You know, he is one step away, from a tragic incident in our society. And he is roaming the streets, you know, going out there and berating people just for their political opinions. And again, I think this is part of what the progressives want. They claim they like diversity. But when it comes to diversity of thought, that is absolutely verboten and it is not allowed. And so in Arlington, like I said, I'm the chairman of the committee of the Arlington County Republicans. We get on a good day 20% of the vote. But I'm out here and I'm proactive and I'm aggressive in greeting voters and getting to know people. And I think that is making guys like the guy in the video very nervous, because when we talk to voters, when we humanize ourselves and we talk about the issues that matter, these voters are coming over to our side.
Well, by their yardstick, that is clear voter suppression, though, what he did to you. And, of course, we see for any instance of Republican election fraud, we'll catch the Democrats 100 times doing it. It gets swept under the rug. Look what just happened in Connecticut, where a convicted member of the city council got caught on all the footage stuffing the ballot box again. So when it's Democrats robbing Democrats, the judge shut it down. There's a new election. And there are a bunch of other examples that have broken around the country as well. And they're now catching them. And I think that's the good news is this process. People say, well, there's so much election fraud, just don't vote. No, keep voting, vote in higher numbers, have landslides, and then investigate it and then force it out. And that's why they're panicking, trying to outlaw the idea of questioning elections. Something Democrats always do, even when they, you know, fair and square lose, they still have a right to investigate and a right to, you know, have hearings about it or whatever. But now there's this schizophrenic view where they can challenge elections, but we can't. Even though historically the Democrats from LBJ to John F. Kennedy, I mean, they're really the thoroughbreds of election fraud.
Alex, this is such an important point that you've made, is that, you know, voting only takes a few moments of your time. And if you're skeptical about outcomes at the local level or at the state level, I think we still have to do our due diligence. And that's why, as the chairman of the committee here in Arlington, it was so important for me to get as many voters out to see what the benchmark was for Republican votes in Arlington. Again, we don't perform that well here in Arlington on Election Day. But I tell people there's nowhere to go.
But I mean, that's the thing. They don't have to cheat. They don't have to cheat when we don't show up. And it's every time that we're winning, they do come cheat, and it's destroying them. They're losing in all the real poll numbers. Of course they're going to steal everywhere they can again. But again, we're catching them. Just as folks rob banks, you don't go, well, we're not going to prosecute bank robbers because we don't catch them all. No, we've got to continue to engage to smoke them out.
You're absolutely right, and that's why I've told everyone who has come to this video or discovered it, we have to get out and vote. We have to get out and organize. And even if you're not involved in a political committee, I guarantee your viewers and listeners care about something, be it their Second Amendment rights, be it their free speech rights, be it their education rights of where to send their children. Organizing around those principles and creating a community allows you to make a tremendous impact. You know, just since 1980, the homeschool community has grown exponentially in this country, from illegal to now pervasive, I think, in a good way, and especially after they shut down the schools for 2+ years, our gun rights are, you know, people who support the Second Amendment are expanding. The number of people who want to exercise that, the number of people who want to express themselves in the First Amendment is expanding. And when we organize around these policies, around these principles, around these constitutional, the foundation of our American experiment, then we can win. And when we win, or when we start winning, they do get really nervous, because then they can't centrally plan, then they can't control our lives, and it makes it very uncomfortable for the authoritarians who want to run the show.
And your example of homeschooling is the best, and I should hammer that more. If you go back 30 years ago, like less than 1% were homeschooling. Some states it's up to like 15, 16, 70%, and it's exponential, panicking the living daylights out of these Marxist-Leninists that have infested the educational system. So it's absolutely exciting.
I was one of the lucky ones. I went through government school and came out just fine. In fact, yesterday, one of the most encouraging text messages I got was from my 8th grade social studies teacher, who said, "I'm so proud of you for what you did out there at the polling place." But yeah, you're absolutely right. Many parents, millions of parents, are dropping their children off for 8 hours a day and saying, "Oh, they're going to learn reading, writing, arithmetic," and in fact, they're learning DEI and social emotional learning and what gender they are or are not, and it is going to cripple a generation of Americans if parents don't invest. I'm grateful. My parents were very invested and involved in mine and my sister's education, and I'm so grateful for that. But many parents have checked out, and we have to clue in and know what's going on in the schools and know what's going on across these policy issues. Again, where we're winning when we take the message to Americans. More Americans are with us than are not, regardless of what the national media says, and we have to organize. And as my friend and late colleague Andrew Breitbart, who used to organize in the conservative movement, he passed away. He said, "We have to be happy warriors." And that's why, you know, this show is so important, Alex. You're a happy warrior, and I've encountered many of your listeners and viewers online and in real life, and we are happy warriors talking about what it means to create a pathway for a free country so that we can exercise our God-given constitutional rights.
Well, that's right. And at the end of the day, Matthew Hurt, you know this, that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger, as Nietzsche said. If we give up, things are going to be 50 times worse.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And I tell people, like I said, I'm the kid in the room full of horse manure saying there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. Even in Arlington, where 80% of my neighbors living and dead voted for Joe Biden in 2020, I'm here. I show up every day and I'm involved and engaged because I know that if we're not showing up, then it's only going to be worse.
Absolutely. Look, I know a lot of Democrats who are lawyers and prominent people, and privately at dinner eating a chicken fried steak, they go, "Listen, I hate the Democratic Party and I hate all this, but if I don't stay in it, I will lose all my contracts." But they're losing their control. And now that's why BlackRock and the social credit.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Steve is a great guy, and he told me all the great stories about a lot of your stuff back in the old days on public TV. And so I just, you know, thank you for being a fighter out here and for everything that you've done. I used to have a college radio show at Middle Tennessee State University, and it's such a tremendous opportunity to push information and create community and inform and educate people. And so thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you, brother. I know you've got a great operation, getting people jobs and getting the economy going. How do people find everything you're up to?
The easiest way to find me is on Twitter or X at Matthew Hurt. I know we had the cry on the screen for a good part of this interview. But right now, if you just Google me or DuckDuckGo or Bing or any of those and reach out to me through any of those platforms, and I'm happy to connect you with opportunities to be engaged and involved in your civic, your civic endeavor on the issues that you care about and on, again, on fighting this authoritarian threat that exists in this country.
All right, Matthew Hurt, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
And I tell these stories a lot because they happen every few days because it's good news. I'm a very prominent person. I'm a big pumpkin head. I'm well known. And you'd think, as demonized as I am in the corporate press, that I would be getting tomatoes thrown at me or beer bottles. And that's happened a few times. And it was happening, you know, quite a bit when Trump first got elected. But now it doesn't happen. And so, knock on wood, it probably happened today since I said that, but it happens very rarely. Somebody dumps a Coca-Cola on my head or iced tea or coffee or throws a bottle at me or throws a bag of feces at me like Antifa did and missed me and hit Owen. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. My wife and daughter, got three other children, but they're older and moved out now. That's how old I am. said, hey, I want pizza. And I'm like, well, I don't want to wait an hour for some delivery guy to bring it cold. I'll go get it. Where do you want it from? I want it from here. So I get there. I walk in, and the little check-in place is right here. And I tell the, you know, receptionist, yeah, here's my name, pizza. And there's a bar just loaded with, I'd say, middle-aged men and women, mainly women. It's just jam-packed. The bar's just bustling. And a woman comes over. She goes, I used to be a libtard, but you woke me up. And another woman comes over. She goes, I was too. And then another woman, and another woman. And then it something like that happened just a few days before as well. So it's happening all over the place. And then I'm walking out with the pizza and the salad, and another woman and man are walking in, and they say, hey, we used to be big liberals. We love you. We're awake now. We're red pilled. I mean, I had 5 people, and I was only waiting like a few minutes, come up to me. And once one came up, more came up. That's incredible, folks. That's in places like Austin, Texas, and or in places like Big Bend, and just no matter where I go, that's what's happening. So it's a very, very exciting time to be alive. We've got Dr. Judy Mikovits with huge breaking news coming up. Believe me, you're going to want to hear this information about what Bill Gates is now up to. He's got a new poison shot coming after your daughters this time. But I wanted to air a Greg Reese report. Yeah, I respect Greg, and he's got authorization to put out and do whatever he wants. We agree about 95% of things, and this is somewhat of a controversial report. But I think at the end of the day, it's very healthy to understand how the organized groups are trying to get in front of us and between us and God, and how there is a Illuminati organization trying to manipulate the 3 Abrahamic religions against each other. And then later I'm going to get to more of these clips. I've got some really, really, really shocking clips of Muslims and other groups literally saying it's okay to rape. This is on Palestinian TV. It's okay to rape and keep Jewish women as sex slaves, according to Allah. And again, I'll show you bad stuff that some of the Zionists are saying, you know, where they're like, we're going to kill everybody, they're subhuman. This is not good, folks. And it's being manipulated at a higher level. Here it is.
The dark cabal, herding us like sheep, is only able to maintain its power by staying invisible. The most effective way of maintaining invisibility is, and always has been, the art of dividing the masses. This psychological operation, known as divide and conquer, has been deployed for all of recorded history because it works, especially with organized religion, which is ruled by dogma rather than a personal relationship with God. Dogma is a belief doctrine dictated by a church, and if you were born into a dogmatic family, then you are raised to believe their dogma. As a result, you will see all conflicting religious dogma as evil. You will be divided and conquered. The main religions used to divide and conquer mankind are the 3 Abrahamic religions. Judaic dogma teaches the Jew that they are a member of the chosen race destined to rule over everyone else as a teacher of God's law. Islamic dogma teaches that all of mankind must somehow submit to Islam. And while there are reportedly 40,000 different denominations of Christianity, most Christian dogma teaches that Christians will live in paradise for eternity while everyone else burns in hell. Many people raised in these religions have been able to personally connect with God and liberate themselves from the device of dogma. But many others are stuck in group mind think. They conflate Holy Scripture and a priest class with God and put their faith in a doctrine written by man. It has become the most powerful form of mind control, and so whoever controls the Holy Land controls the world. In Revelation 2:9 of the King James Bible, it warns of the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We are beginning to see this today with the Zionists, who say they are Jews and are not. With the help of the United Nations, the British Crown, the Vatican, the Nazis, and the Rothschild banking dynasty, The land formerly known as Palestine was conquered with bloodshed, lies, and bureaucracy. The Zionists, who claimed to be secular, declared the land to be Israel, home of the Jews, and successfully thrust the once thriving Middle East back into the Middle Ages. The relatively peaceful region was soon transformed into an unending war zone. Decades of U.S. war crimes radicalized many of the Muslim population into becoming terrorists. The creation of the State of Israel in 1948 would have never been successful if it were not for the Jewish Holocaust. Even though the Palestinians had nothing to do with it, the Holocaust was effectively used as an emotional excuse for what would otherwise be an illegal land grab. And while few deny that Hitler was murdering Jews, many have pointed out that 6 million would have been logistically impossible. So why the number 6 million? For several decades preceding World War II, the Zionists repeated the mantra, 6 million, referring to the death of 6 million Jews. A 6 followed by 6 zeros can also be read as 66, which can be read as 2/3. Certain radical sects of Judaism and Christianity believe that 2/3 of the Jews must perish. It appears as if the Zionists created Israel as a sacrificial altar to make this happen, repeating the lesser magic mantra of what they want to make manifest. Today we are seeing Zionists begging for genocide, calling out to kill them all, and gaslighting us into thinking there never was a Palestine, while saying we should flatten it and turn it into glass. We are seeing Christian pastors cheer for mass murder, pastors saying that Israel should make the Gaza Strip a parking lot, and several evangelical pastors who speak as if Christ will only return if we provide him the blood sacrifice taught in their extreme dogma. As Israel pushes forward, radicalized young Muslim men who have had their homes destroyed by American bombs are now spread throughout Western nations. The stage is set for the Holy War, and many are willing to murder in the name of their dogmatic beliefs. Extremists of all three religions are being used by the hidden hand to foment this war, while the Catholic Church has been making preparations for a one-world religion solution. Divided, we will be conquered, but united, we could learn to live as one, in peace. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, so I can talk for hours about this, and I agree with most of it, but the point is it's very, very important to analyze it. The issue is the UN, the Vatican, all of them are saying they're going to bring in a one-world religion to stop the religious wars while the globalists fund all the religious wars instead of us just coming together under God. And so there's no doubt they're trying to trigger, they've already triggered a holy war. Ahead of the financial collapse, this is a very serious time to be alive. All right, we're going to start the next hour. The first 5 minutes, I'm going to get more into Israel and the war and play this clip on Palestinian TV saying it's okay to kidnap and keep Jewish women as sex slaves. And this is like a mainline belief. Then I'll show you Muslims mass murdering black people. And I'm not trying to attack the Muslims here. I'm just going to show you what everybody's doing, okay? Israel's doing a lot of bad stuff too. But just understand, bringing in the Muslims, in fact, that's something I didn't get to. Israel wants to bring them here. I don't hate Israel, but you just take that rattlesnake, okay? And I'm really mad about this, okay? This is a line in the sand, okay? You keep the little precious Muslims, all right? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Please.